Weep not for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. And these words are taken from the Gospel of St. Luke. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends, a grieving widow once came to St. John Vianney in great distress. Her husband, she told Father Vianney, had just taken his own life by jumping from a bridge. Yet her sorrow was not the sorrow of despair. It was the sorrow of true concern for her husband's soul, as she feared for his eternal salvation. The source of her tears was not the fact that she lost her husband here on earth, but rather that she might lose him for all eternity. But unlike the world, which mourns with hopelessness, she did not merely weep over the earthly tragedy, but rather turned her grief into prayer, supplication, and faith in God's mercy. St. John Vianney, after hearing this and after a moment of deep prayer, he turned to her and said, "Between the bridge and the water, your husband had time to repent. Your prayers and tears have helped him." My dear friends, this widow's sorrow was exactly the kind that our Lord calls for in the eighth station, that we pray during the stations of the cross. The widow did not weep in vain, but rather with supernatural purpose, seeking God's grace for her husband's soul. Likewise, our divine Savior does not tell the women of Jerusalem on his way to Calvary to stop weeping altogether, but rather our divine Savior redirects their sorrow toward the deeper spiritual reality. That is, the sins of the world, the loss of souls, and the coming chastisements. So, my dear friends, picture the scene. While on his journey to Calvary, as our Lord struggled under the weight of the cross, a group of pious women, moved by compassion, began to weep openly at the sight of our divine Savior's sufferings. They were lamenting his pain, his bruised and bleeding body, his humiliation. But the suffering, gentle Jesus, rather than accepting their tears as simple sympathy, he turned to them and said, "Daughters of Jerusalem, weep not for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children." What does this mean? Was our Lord rejecting their sorrow? No, rather, commentators tell us, he was correcting it. Their grief, though sincere, was incomplete. It was not enough to weep over his suffering as a tragedy. What was needed was sorrow for the sins that caused this tragedy. Our Divine Master was telling them that there was something far worse than the pain he was enduring, and that was the loss of souls who reject God's grace. He then prophesied about the destruction of Jerusalem, a punishment for the sins of the people. "For behold," he said, "the days shall come wherein they will say, 'Blessed are the barren and the wombs that have not borne.'" And this was a reference to the utter devastation that would come upon Jerusalem about 40 years later, when the Roman armies, as a chastisement from God, destroyed the city. But my dear friends, even beyond this historical event, these words apply to every age where sin abounds. It applies to all of those souls who, like the city of Jerusalem, are destroyed by sin. And so, my dear friends, what must we do? First, we must weep for sin, not just suffering, Weeping over earthly losses is, of course, natural. But my dear friends, how often do we weep for the salvation of souls? Likewise, it is easy to feel sorry when we see someone suffering. This is natural. But are we sorry when we see someone lose their soul? My dear friends, we are moved by images of the Passion, by crucifixes, by movies that depict the agony of Christ. But do we ever stop to consider why it is he suffered? Are we as moved to sorrow over sin, our own sins and those of the world? St. Alphonsus de Liguori reminds us, he says, it is not so much the scourges, the thorns, and the nails that cause Jesus to suffer, he said, but it is our sins. And secondly, my dear friends, from the words of our Lord at the eighth station, we must learn to weep for the souls in danger. Our divine Savior tells the women to weep for their children. And this is a call to parents, teachers, to sisters and priests alike. Do we weep for the souls of those under our care? Do we recognize the spiritual dangers that they face? The world around us promotes sin at every turn. People boast of sins that once would have made them blush. Pope Pius XII insightfully warned, he said, the greatest sin of our age is that men have lost the sense of sin. And so if the world no longer weeps for sin, we must. Are we praying, fasting, and sacrificing for the conversion of souls? And thirdly, my dear friends, we must weep with purpose, not in despair, not as the world weeps in despair, but rather in hope. Our Lady wept at the foot of the cross, but her sorrow was united to hope. Our Lady did not despair. If we weep for sin, it must never be with hopelessness, but rather with true contrition and a desire to amend our lives. St. Augustine tells us, he says, God does not command us to weep for temporal losses, but for our sins, so that we may be delivered from eternal death. My dear friends, we see this in the life of our Lord as well, that it is natural to have sorrow, right? It's what makes us human. Our divine Savior himself was moved at the sight of those mourning the death of his friend Lazarus, so much so that he wept. But his sorrow and tears were not of despair. Rather, his sorrow moved him to action. And as God, he raised Lazarus back to life. So too, my dear friends, with us, our sorrow must move us to action. While we cannot raise someone back to life physically, we can, by our prayers and sacrifices, our penances, raise and win grace for one to raise him back to the spiritual life, the life of sanctifying grace. And so, my dear friends, the eighth station teaches us to have the right kind of sorrow. The Sacred Heart does not need our empty pity. He desires rather our conversion. He desires reparation. He calls us to weep for our sins and for those in danger of eternal loss. But this sorrow must lead to action, must lead to prayer, penance, and a firm purpose of amendment. And St. John Vianney's story reminds us of this truth. The grieving widow had sorrow, but it was sorrow mixed with faith and hope, and a sorrow that moved her to action. She prayed, she hoped, and God granted her a sign of mercy. If she had only wept and despaired, would her husband have received the graces of her prayers, the salvation of his soul? And likewise, my dear friends, the Divine Master does not tell the women of Jerusalem simply to weep, but he directs their sorrow toward their children, their families, and their own need for conversion. And so too must our sorrow be united to prayer and action. Let us, my dear friends, ask Our Lady of Sorrows to teach us how to weep, not merely for suffering, but for sin. And may our tears, united to the precious blood of Christ, bring about the conversion of sinners and the salvation of many souls. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.